was a warning shot. You know who we are, and we know who you are. Fear not, mortal. My arrow will not find you today. But if you run from me, wolf's teeth will surely find you. You still have many years left to live. Don't throw them away because of baseless terror. If you cooperate, I promise you will find some pleasure in it. However, understand that this is not intended to be for your pleasure. I do this for my own enjoyment. I have no feelings for you. Almost no feelings about anything. Of course, that doesn't mean I lack urges. So you choose to stand and face me rather than be chased down by wolf. Excellent. You will find my mouth far more enjoyable than wolf's. In the rare times that I feel these urges, I feel them persistently. It's difficult to find a mortal compatible with me, however. When I do finally find one, I have to make proper use of them. I hope you'll provide as suitable as I think. You're responding very well to this. The way that you shiver and breathe a little harder triggers my instincts as a huntress. I did say you would find my mouth more pleasurable than wolf's, but he is not the only one who bites. Oh. I must mark you properly. Suitable as prey for the time being. Does that bring you some comfort to know that you are no longer stalked by Kindred? Perhaps by the end of this, you are no longer prey because you have been caught and now you are a toy. Not for Kindred, but for Lamb. You should hope for your sake that you remain fun to play with. Do not forget how close you are to death. Feel my hands on your throat, mortal. I'm going to choke you. I want you to see just how easily I could end your life at any moment. Starting now. Do you see the world starting to fade? A few breaths of air being prevented is all that it takes to bring everything to an end. I can feel you squirming under me. Does it excite you to be strangled in so aggressive of a manner? Perhaps you are even more capable than I had hoped. Breathe. That is not the last time I'll be doing that, especially given how much you seem to like it. Oh. You're fairly skilled at kissing, even while I choke you. You are still eager for my lips. You do understand what I am, yes? There would be no fun in using you for my toy if you didn't feel the proper fear. Breathe once more, dear mortal. You'll need the air. I'm done choking you for now, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let you breathe freely. Now, I'm going to smother you with my pussy. Oh, very good, dear mortal. Oh, you welcome these lips on yours even more eagerly than the other pair. Ah, I want you to lick the entirety of my pussy. Ah, my lips, my clit, my entrance, all of it. Ooh, you can't possibly have missed the overabundance of my juices. As I said, my urges are persistent. This is just the beginning for you. Ah. Oh, I want you to keep licking me, even if you're about to pass out. Oh, I'll let you breathe as needed. I want you to devour my pussy like wolf devours his prey. Don't hold back. Life should be lived as if every day might be your last. Oh, you never know when it could be. And is this really such a bad place to end one's life? Ah, trapped by my thick, fluffy thighs and my heavy ass. Oh, good job, mortal. Oh. You have gotten me closer in record time. Oh, I don't believe I've ever had the ability to come this quickly. Please, keep going. Oh, I'm gonna smother you again, but you should be fine. I promise. I'm certain you enjoy the feeling of my spit dripping down your shaft, though. I hope you know better by now that to even dream of coming, I'm not sucking your cock to gratify you. I'm doing it because it's fun to me. Not many men would be producing so much precum. In your situation, dear mortal, I almost admire your persistence or perversion. I don't care which it is, only that you stay hard for me and keep eating my pussy. As much precum as you're giving me to drink, I'm giving you far more of my juices to drink. It's your own fault for being so skilled and eager, dear mortal. I know I was wet before we started, but your frantic lapping has turned me into a waterfall down there. I think I'm close to coming again, but I want to do it with your cock in my mouth this time. You really don't want to think about what will happen if you come in my mouth. In that position at another time, but for today, I have bigger plans for you, dear mortal. Of course, all my urges, this is the strongest. Sometimes I feel the most overwhelming urge to just find a good cock and ride it into oblivion. I would certainly say I have found a good cock. I'll tell you when you can come, mortal. I don't care if you're confident that you can stay hard after spilling your seed. I have a very particular craving, and I aim to have it satisfied. What is that craving? We know you, mortal. You are smarter than that. I want you to come inside me during my next orgasm. Oh my gosh. One of my few joys in my existence is feeling the desperate throbbing of a man's cock as it bursts inside me. Trying with all its might to create new life in the most ironic of places imaginable. I'm not so different from a mortal woman. Not inside, at least. My walls are still soft and warm and wet. My velvety insides still grip your shaft like a mortal woman's wet. It feels incredible. I'm quite certain. My pussy is milking your cock for the very essence of life itself. And yet your cock throbs and twitches harder than ever. I knew as soon as I laid my eyes on you that you were the perfect toy. If you have the stamina to boot, then you should be able to satisfy me completely. I'll be back again before you know it. Breathe, mortal. I'm close to finishing. But before I do, I'm gonna choke you while I do it. And for now, I'm gonna mark you some more. Ah. Breathe, mortal. I'm close to finishing. I'm ready now, dear mortal. So I hope, for your sake, you are as well. I am so close now. Do you think you can make it, dear mortal? And do your balls have the stamina? Do your lungs? I wonder if you'll pass out while you're filling me with an absolute massive load. Oh, yes, I already know. It's gonna be the most cum you've ever shot out at once. I am Lem, dear mortal. I will always grant you a swift finish to the willing. Good job, mortal. My urges have been slacked for now. You were far too much fun to play with to only do so once. I will find you again. That is not an if, but a when. I'm sure you'll be ready and willing for Lem when the time comes. Because of course, if I don't come for you, we will come for you instead.